compassion, all of those things are kind of housed in that part of your brain. And they found in the brains of meditators that that part of the brain has more gray matter, has more neurological activity. And the part of your brain that's scanning your environment for threats constantly, that part of our brain that's responsible for feelings of anxiety and fear and worry, your amygdala, actually shrinks when you practice mindfulness. And so for me, the more I read, the more in love I fall with the practice, and the more excited I am to help other folks develop a practice of their own.
Well, and I know that wiring, as you pointed out earlier, can be established at a very early age, for good or for worse.
Exactly.
The fight or flight signaling that, mm-hmm. that occurs really innately in any living being. And then so the idea of teaching mindfulness to young children to help fight against, well, mm-hmm. I hate to use that word, to help, to help counteract that,
yeah.
is so important. How do you think, what is a good way to start or to open your mind to
these
sorts
of things? Yeah,
well, the
first thing is, like, mindfulness only works if you want to do it. So never force yourself or anyone else to do it. It's not going to be helpful. It can actually be counterproductive. But something really simple, I don't know if you've experienced those adult coloring books that have like all the interesting shapes and mandalas. If you just sit down with one of those mandala coloring books and color it with colored pencils, your brain goes into the same state as when an experienced meditator meditates. So that's a very simple way to start that doesn't take any training or special tools other than the coloring book and colored pencils. Another one is just to notice sounds. So I have a little bell that I'll ring, or we'll just sit outside and listen to the crickets, and you just quiet your mind and relax and just notice what you hear just for a few minutes. And it only takes 3 to 5 minutes a day to reap the benefits of mindfulness. If you did that 3 to 5 minutes a day for 8 weeks, you would be able to see under a brain scan new growth in your prefrontal cortex. That's all that it takes.
This is Mark Williams. Because we had a little bit of a delay, I'm going to – can you stay with us a
yeah,
little
sure.
bit after
no
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'm going to mention – there's a lot of people tuned in to hear their birthdays announced right
yes.
now. And this is exactly the time we do it, and I don't want to be late
Let's
for that.
Let's do it. That's
but
awesome.
Hang on, and afterwards we'll talk a little bit more with Mark. And, it's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brother, David. He's listed here, too. David is, oh, my gosh, he's turning 2 identical digits today. Also named after a famous state highway or U.S. highway. Gabriella of Oakdale, happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to Jeff in Britain. Happy anniversary also to another Jeff and Jennifer today. Happy belated birthday to Polly in Emlinton. Her birthday was last week. Pudge wants to be sure we wish you a happy birthday. I'm sure Randy does too. Tomorrow we have Kyler of Shaler, Ray of Forest Hills, Jeff of Observatory Hill from Bonnie and us, and Melina of Wexford from Mom, Daddy, and Katarina. On the 27th, we have Gage from Hope, Lindsay from Laura and Steve, Susan of Squirrel Hill, and happy anniversary to Rob and Nina. On Tuesday, the 28th, Tammy of New Kensington from daughters Julie, Chelsea, and Abby, and to Nina from Mary, John, Monica, Allegra, and all of your friends and family. On the 28th, we have Sarah of Glassport. On the 29th, Margaret of Mars from Anne, Greg in Haddon, Chris of Cannonsburg, Faith of Beachview. On the 30th of September, Joe of Carrick from Donna, Sean, and Shannon, Gary from Pat, Nicolette of Crafton Heights from Jim, Jimmy in Greenfield from your whole family. Butch and Rosemary have an anniversary on the 30th. as do Jim and Trish. Rayanne celebrates on October 1st. Happy birthday to you, Rayanne, from Mom Mary Jo, Ken of Regent Square. Happy birthday on the 1st. Tika and Gabriel and we wish you a happy birthday. Kevin and Cranberry. Hannah of Crafton from Tom and Elaine, also on the 1st. A lot of birthdays on October 1st. Garrett of Keyser, West Virginia. Penny of Southold, New York, from the other girls, Kirsten, Megan, and Susanna, and the husband, Pete. Lil of Crafton Heights, from Billy, Madison, Ian, and Mallory. Tim of Allison Park, from Liam and Fran. Pam of Avalon, and immediately next door to us, from us and your husband, Abel. And Rebecca from Millie. Happy birthday to you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM Keysport, and RadioPhoenix.org. If you'd like to send us a birthday, you can easily do so, slbradio.org/birthdays, or simply jot us a note at slb@slbradio.org. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence, and if you include the birthday person's mailing address, we will make sure a uniformed United States governmental employee hand delivers a card to them before their birthday. Mark Williams is here. Mark, thanks for hanging on. A lot of birthdays. Seems like these days nearly everybody has a birthday.
I know. It's more and more common.
Yeah, it's almost always. You've probably heard this, I think. I think statistics show that if you have a room, you need about 30 people for there to be a near certainty that two will have the same birthday.
Really?
It really works. Not the same year.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Yeah.
But if you do the T-tests and the run the stats on it, it only takes about 30
That's
people.
That's wild. 2 years ago on a parent-teacher night when I was meeting my new students, there were two students in my class who had the same birthday as me and one student's dad who had the exact same birthday and year as me. So we kind of just blew the stats out of the water that year.
Yeah. it's amazing how that works. So how can people learn more about what you're doing?
Yeah, if you go to kinderneighborhood.com, there's links to our fundraising campaign, to information about the mindfulness classes that I teach, to information about what we're hoping the TV show could be. We're right now working to develop a pilot episode. And so everything can be found at kinderneighborhood.com.
Kinderneighborhood.com. Easy to remember. And if you're just joining us this hour, Mark has been talking about bringing mindfulness and meditation to kids, but also to adults. In a way to help people feel a little less anxious and a lot more connected. We have time for one more song if you'd like to do one.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And then as you're listening, we'll have a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge as we play Guess Who right after Mark performs.
This is the song I wrote for my students whenever we have to do things that are kind of scary. And the reality is that mindfulness and meditation can be a little bit scary sometimes because you make space for all your emotions to show up. And a lot of the times we're running away from emotions like sadness, anger, and worry. And when we practice mindfulness, we practice sitting very still like we are a mountain and allowing those emotions to just kind of pass by like the weather. And this song was inspired by observing something that happens in nature. It might seem a little scary if you don't know about it, but is actually a really good thing.
Scared, but I'm doing it anyway. Scared, but I'm still gonna try. Scared, but I'm doing it. And once I'm through with it, I'm gonna know how to fly. Scared, but I'm doing it anyway. Scared, but I'm still gonna try. Scared, but I'm doing it. And once I'm through with it, I'm gonna know how to fly. Little bird safe in the nest. Mama bird's trying her best. It might look like a push, it might look like a shove, but she's doing it all out of love. Scared, but I'm doing it anyway. Scared, but I'm still gonna try. Scared, but I'm doing it. And once I'm through with it, I'm gonna know how to fly.
What a great song, deceivingly simple. And thank you for sharing your music with
us. Oh, it's my pleasure.
Today. Again, you can learn more about the work that Mark is doing simply by going to the website Kinder Neighborhood, all one word, or all one mushed together word, kinderneighborhood.com. Learn about Hello Humans, the mindfulness and meditation television program that he's working on, and watch for him as things continue. I hope. Oh, actually, we do have you scheduled to come back in a few weeks for a full set.
I'm really excited.
We'll have lots of time. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
We will play Guess Who in just a couple seconds. First, here's Lou London.
Sweet and lovely old lady, be good. Please, lady, be good to me. So awfully misunderstood. Please, lady, be good to me. Won't somebody please show some pity? Because I'm all alone in this lonesome city. I'm like an orphan, I'm lost in the woods. Please, lady, be good to me. Good old lady, be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood. Please, lady, be good to me. You know this is tulip weather. So how about let's put our two lips together? I'm lonesome, I'm misunderstood. Please, lady, be good to me. I'm lonesome, I'm misunderstood. Please, lady, be good to me.
Lou London at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're going to play Guess Who. Are you ready? Guess Who coming up in just a few moments. Thank you for being with us. It's always great to have the pleasure of your company here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at PittsburghKids.org.
Our solar concert series winds up its 2021 series of free concerts as Roger Day and Janis Coppola of Kleslectic join us at Nova Place this Thursday, September 30th, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. The Solar Concert Series is presented by SLB in partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place, with power by our pals at Zero Fossil. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, history, entertainment, politics, literature, film. Could be somebody living, somebody no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you will have heard before. This week's initials are J. S. J. S. That's J as in Jennerstown, and S as in Saxonburg. Those are not clues, just a way for you to remember the letters. J, S, J, S. J is in Jennerstown, S is in Saxonburg. I'll try as best I can to send the answer to you mentally. I'll maybe pick up some things too, you never know. I got lamb sausage with a side of Spam. Mike and Mars just guessed Jeff Smith. Probably not the Jeff Smith I know. (412) 200-5975. Good luck. Guesses are free. You can guess as often as you would like. 412-200-5975. Mick had a guess of John Smith. Nick in New York City. Nick, thanks for the cartoon you just sent. Nick, your guess is great tonight. Almost wish it were Jerry Stiller. It is not. Janis Seagal, guessed by Mike and Mars. 412-200-5975. As we play Guess Who here at the Saturday Light Brigade, not Joseph Stalin, just guessed by Linda. 412-200-5975. Jimmy Stewart, guessed by Russ in North Carolina. It's not Jimmy Stewart, but that's a great guess. Annie has a collective group of guesses from the whole gang. Let's see. John, Tasha, Matt, and Annie have Jonas Salk, John Stewart, John Smith, and Johann Sebastian, parenthetically, Bach. Not any of those. 412-200-5975. It is not Jerry Seinfeld. Another good guess coming in. Ty has a guess of John Stewart, Jimmy Stewart, Jerry Seinfeld, and Jebediah Springfield from The Simpsons. And Nick in New York City has John Philip Sousa as a guest. And Drew just guessed Jerry Seinfeld. And Nick has J.D. Salinger as a guest, not J.D. Salinger. 412-200-5975 is the number to call. Your guesses are still welcome. Nobody's got it yet. Eric Bibb and Sean Jacques Milteau.
I've been a rambler. I've been called a low-down roustabout. Been a convict man down in Sugar Land. And I know what a chain gang's all about. Been a cotton picker to a city slicker. From East Texas to New York town. Been to Hollywood doing all I could to spread the news around. I've been swimming in a river of songs, and I'm here to pass them on. I've been swimming in a river of songs ever since I was born. I've been a rover, I've been a chauffeur, but truly, me, I'm a troubadour. I got the chance to play in Paris, France, and I seen things I never seen before. Martha, my bride, right by my side, she knows my mind and heals my heart. My loving wife, that woman is half my life. The other half is my guitar. I've been swimming in a river of songs, and I'm here to pass them on. I've been swimming in a river of songs, my friend, ever since I was born. When you're long gone, they'll sing your songs. Gypsy woman told me in 1910. You'll be a big name, destined for fame. You'll do more living than 10 men. I've been swimming in a river of songs, and I'm here to pass them on. I've been swimming in a river of songs ever since I was born. Ever since I was born.
Eric Bibb and Sean Jacques Milteau. Lots and lots of guesses are coming. And Julio Santana just guessed. I'm not sure who this is. Your number ends in 80. I wasn't sure. Not only am I not sure who texted that to us, but I wasn't sure who Julio Santana is. I did a quick Google search. It's either a baseball player. He is either a baseball player or a notorious hitman. At least according to the New York Post. But they are two different people. For a minute, I thought the New York Post was calling him a hitman with a reference to baseball. But no, apparently there's two. J.D. Salinger, guessed by Drew, as well as John and Carrick. Jim in Crafton Heights has a guess of Jane Seymour and Gene Shepherd. Linda, you got it. Half of the dynamic duo. Linda, you got the correct answer. Well done. The Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. John and Carrick also just got it correct. Jonathan Swift, guessed by Mick in St. Clair. Janice Siegel of the Manhattan Transfer, guessed by Mike and Mars. Nick in New York City, guessed J.D. Salinger as well. Jerry Seinfeld from Drew, as well as Mike and Mars. And Annie out east. Ty has John Stewart, Jimmy Stewart, Jerry Seinfeld, and Jebediah Springfield, as mentioned earlier. Nick has John Philip Sousa, a great guess. I mentioned that John and Tasha and Matt all together have Jonas Salk, John Stewart, John Smith, and Johann Sebastian Bach. Hello, Caden. We also have Russ with a guess of Jimmy Stewart and Jack Spratt from Nick in New York City. Joseph Stalin has been guessed. Jerry Stiller, also from Nick. John Smith from Mick. Jeff Smith from Mike. And that gets us up to date. 412-200-5975. James Spader, that's a great guess. And Jack Spratt from Annie. And we have Jiz Sample, Jimmy Smith, both great musicians. Junior Samples from Jim and Crafton Heights. By the way, Jimmy Smith and Joe Sample were guessed by Carol in Irwin. Carol, we're thrilled to have you with us today. Well, we're now up to date with just two correct answers. We'll give you just another moment or so. 412-200-5975. Then we'll close the book on today's Guess Who. Our Guess Who answer made history today in 1962. And it was today in 1962 that our Guess Who answer did make history in 1962 on today's date, September 25th. John Steinbeck was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature for his, quote, realistic and imaginative writings, combining, as they do, sympathetic humor and keen social perception. So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to the folks who identified John Steinbeck and the ones I know about. Maybe you got it, but Linda came up with the correct answer, as well as John and Carrick. So well done if you came up with John Steinbeck. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you.
Pen. There he got his parole after four long on a man killing charge. Tom Joe come a walking down the road, poor boy. Tom Joe come a walking down the road. Tom Joe, and he met a truck driving man. There he caught him right. He said, I just got loose from a Callister pen on a charge called homicide. On a charge called homicide. That truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, but they found that his family, they was gone. They found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, found his daddy's hat. He found little Muley and Muley said they've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joe walked down to the neighbor's farm and he found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car. And his mother said, we gotta get away. His mother said, we gotta get away. Mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joe did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand. Said, I'm staying with the farm until I die. Said, I'm staying with the farm until I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, and Grandpa Joe did die. He buried Grandpa Joe by the side of the road, and Grandma on the California side. Grandma on the California side. Single hand, they thought there was work for every single hand.
That's Tom Joad by Chris Teeley, and that is from the new album featuring new takes on songs by Woody Guthrie called Home in This World, Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl Ballads. A lot of great artists doing some of his songs, including Shovels and Rope, The Lost Dog, Street Band, John Paul White, Leanne Womack, and others. Alumni Theater Company joining us just a few moments. And we're looking forward to having them join us. Also coming up, we have a lot of theater this morning. We are going to have the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts with us. They are going to preview their production of Princess Ida. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and you. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Radio Garden, Simple Radio, TuneIn, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio. This coming Friday, October 1st through October 3rd, Alumni Theater Company is going to be bringing you a virtual production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Alumni Theater Company has done great work over many years, and we'll talk a little bit about the company and the production. But first, I've got five members of the cast surrounding me. Right now, I'd like to give you a chance to meet them. If you have any shout outs you'd like to make, feel free. If you could just introduce yourself, that way we'll all know who's here.
All right, what's going on, y'all? Name's Antonio. I play Snoopy. I'm 17 and I go to Neighborhood Academy. Just want to say, what's up, Mom? Hey, Grandma. Love y'all.
Hello, I am Catherine. I am in the 12th grade, 17 years old, and I am attending Taylor Older-Dice. What's up to the fam? How y'all feeling?
Yo, I'm Shaq. I play Peppermint Patty. I'm 17 years old. I go to Older-Dice and you prep my lions. Shout out to the real.
Hi there, I'm Phoenix. I am 17. I go to Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. And how are you, Griffin? How's it going?
What's up, everybody? My name is Bailey. I'm playing Charlie Brown in the musical. I will be 17 in 2 days. Want to shout out my mom, my dad, my sister. Love you guys.
So, who can tell me a little bit about Alumni Theater Company, what the mission is, why it exists? You guys clearly all are pretty passionate about theater. I know that. Anybody want to jump in?
We create bold theatrical work. Overall, we're a company composed of three different ensembles. There's a professional ensemble, a teen ensemble, and a young artist ensemble. We do musicals, we do original shows, anything you could possibly think of that we could put on stage, we do. And we have, I don't know how many members we have exactly, but there's a lot of us.
Why do y'all think theater is important to either to make or to take in is, you know, somebody who goes to a play? Any thoughts about that?
Well, like, doing theater is like just doing any other kind of art. It's like when you're on the stage, doing whatever you do, making whatever you make, it's a way to express yourself artistically in ways that maybe you won't be able to express to other people through, like, regular conversation and things like that. And for the audience that receives that message or the expressions, it's just a beautiful thing to listen to or to see. And it's like, it's a good thing for both sides. Like, one, it's entertaining, but also it's like relieving. And it could also be relatable to the artist specifically as well.
That's a great answer. Any other thoughts about that same subject?
Adding on to what Tone said, for the artist, it is very impactful because we get to live our lives in somebody else's shoes. Whether or not you guys realize, it's actually a learning experience for all of us, and it expands our mindset by a whole bunch just by living in somebody else's shoes.
I like the way you put that. It gives you empathy for other people if you need to act as a different person. I never thought about that. Any other thoughts about the importance of theater? I say this because there are folks who think, why are we spending money on theater? Is it a waste of time? I don't think that way, but I think it's important that we convince folks who might need to hear your perspective.
I mean, I think, like, for me personally, theater is super important just as, like, a means of expressing myself. And I think for a lot of people, like, you know, theater is, like, a super valid form of art and, like, expression. And I think it's super important just to have that outlet for a lot of people. Like, performing can be such like a magical experience for me. Just like, you know, putting everything out on stage for like an hour and a half, and just like, you know, really just like giving it my all for that entire time. It's like, it's really just magical. Yeah.
Thanks, Phoenix. Anybody else want to add anything?
It's like it's a special thing to be able to step into a different world, especially if your world is so big and broad. You can step into it's cool to see somebody step into somebody else's world and see what they can do with it, because theater is not performed the same by everybody, of course. So seeing different versions of it and listening to it and who's doing what part, it's cool to see how you can change it. And it's one thing to do it on TV where you could do takes and you can edit stuff together, but it's another thing to do it live and to hear raw voices.
I'm glad you said that, because that's something we share by creating live radio. And your play, although the musical is going to be presented as a Facebook event, it's still going to be live, 7 o'clock on October 1st, then October 2nd, October 3rd. Anything might happen, three completely different shows, and you'll be live on stage. Can everybody sort of give an overview of what is the plot? I think you're all, the characters are all teens in this particular edition, right? Did you do some of the updating of the play, or did the book get written by somebody else?
No, the playbook, no, it was written by the person who wrote it, but the thing with Miss Donner is she wanted to keep everything the same but give it a little spin of making it teens, and I felt doing that is definitely personalizing it a lot more, to especially to go with your life and stuff like that. And yeah,
very cool. So Bailey, you're Charlie Brown.
Yes, sir.
How do you does your character is there anything special you've done with your character to make Charlie Brown a teen? Might be a hard question to answer without seeing the play.
I mean, nah, basically I just provide my own spin of life onto the character Charlie Brown, and that's basically just what helps me get into the character a lot more, and especially not being like giving it that spin of like a little kid, definitely putting like my life on it, you know.
Antonio, you're Snoopy, and somebody asked me whether you get to talk or not. I know Snoopy dances a lot, but
yeah.
Does Snoopy have a voice in this play too?
Yeah, but I don't know if everybody else can like understand what he's saying though. But like they understand him at the same time. But yeah, he definitely does talk. He sings, he talks, he dances, he does all, he does everything.
Does he still like Supper Time? I remember song. Let's hear from Catherine. And you are Lucy, right?
Indeed.
And tell me about your take on Lucy.
Okay. Hear me out. Lucy does seem kind of like a hothead, but when you get to know her, especially in this teen feel, I feel like she's not that bad. If you actually get to realize who she is, I feel like she's just misunderstood.
And you were talking about empathy before and how playing these characters gives you a sense of who these characters are. And Lucy is lovable deep down inside.
Yeah.
Shekinah, you play Peppermint Patty, right?
That's my dog.
What's that?
That's my dog.
Your dog?
That's my dog.
You've got a dog named Peppermint Patty?
No. Yeah, I play Peppermint Patty.
Well, tell me about Peppermint Patty.
Usually she's just there. You know, she's cool with everybody. It's not really no special relationships, unless you were talking about Marcy, her best friend.
Yeah, Marcy always, I think, called her sir, right?
Yeah. Patricia.
Patricia, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Peppermint Patty's more of a tomboy. She doesn't really like school, but, you know, something that she has to do.
She's good at sports, and
yeah,
she always says, hiya, Chuck. I remember
yep,
that.
I do not call Charlie Brown Charlie Brown. I call him Chuck, and I give him a slap on the back.
Now, Phoenix gets to play piano. He is Schroeder. What take do you have on that character?
I think the really interesting thing for me with, like, making these characters teens without changing much of the text is like, how do we explain a lot of their choices, right? Because a lot of these characters are very, very one-dimensional from Charlie Brown, as just like, you know, like, Lucy is kind of rude, or like Sally is like, you know, like just always playing around, and like, but putting the spin of like teenagers, it's like they're not just little kids anymore. And so like for me, playing Schroeder as like being like 17, 18, it's really interesting to see how I can like, you know, he's really, really invested in music and in Beethoven. And why? Why is that? And so, like, how can I portray this, like, teenager who's sometimes saying things that sound childish, but what is the deeper meaning behind that?
Yeah, there's a lot going inside of Schroeder's head, and you actually just made me think. I'm constantly telling people that they need to really listen to one another, because you might conclude that somebody is a certain way, but if you really listen to what's inside of your head, that person's head, there's a lot more going mm-hmm. on than you might realize. And really, all of his characters are like that, mm-hmm. as I think about it. Now, there's some others that aren't here. I know that Javier couldn't be here. Javier. And he plays Linus, yes. And Sally is in the play also, and we just talked about Marcy. Mm-hmm. Anybody we're missing from the cast?
That's it.
That's everybody.
Now, I understand we have a scene here with Lucy, am I right? Mm-hmm. Or who's in the scene?
Lucy and Charlie Brown.
Okay. Do you need to set it up at all, or it'll be obvious? We'll let you take it away. Here you're going to hear in the character of Lucy, Catherine, Charlie Brown is Bailey.
You know, a princess sort of thing, with a white dress and nice slippers in a big ballroom. But I guess that's sort of silly, isn't it, Charlie Brown?
Well, no, I mean, we all have our little daydreams or ambitions or whatever you want to call them. I mean, I know I've had myself one for years, but I've never told anyone.
What, Charlie Brown? You could tell me.
No, it's not the sort of thing I should tell.
Oh, come on. I wouldn't give it away.
Well, Lucy, I've always wanted to be called The Flash. I mean, I hate the name Charlie. I'd like to be so athletic and be real good at everything that everyone all around school knows me as The Flash. And they scream Flash outside of my door. And they praise me as Flash.
Daddy, listen to this.
Good grief. Poor Charlie. You guys play those characters really well. Have you each had other theater experiences as well? Tell me a little bit about what other theater you've done, Bailey.
Do you mean like theater companies or shows?
Either.
Well, I started off as doing CLO, and then from there I went to PMT. And then I found my resting place, which is ATC. And with ATC, I've done a whole bunch of shows. I want to say the first show I did was an original piece called... Oh, man, it was a couple of years ago. It was so long ago. ATC Ever After, which is where I met a couple people here that we have right now. And, yeah, I've just done a whole bunch of plays, original pieces, musicals with ATC, and I just love them all.
I'm glad. Now, you are 16. Are you going into your junior year?
No, I would be going to my senior year.
Senior year. Any thoughts about what you might want to do once you're through at Penn Hills? We won't hold you to it.
Yeah. No, but I do want to go to a college of some type of performing arts, or I just want to major in performing arts because that's my passion and that's what I love to do.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Let's learn more about Phoenix's passion for acting or other things you might like to do.
I come from a family of performers, and like my mom is an actor, my dad is a singer, my older sibling makes music, and so it's just sort of like been natural for me throughout my life. My first ever performance was in fifth grade. I was in a performance of Zombie Prom at my school. And then after that, it was Star Mites. And then I moved to Pittsburgh, where I started at PMT and did The Addams Family and played Gomez. And then found, again, like Bailey, a forever resting place at ATC. With ATC, I've worked on a couple of pieces that we wrote, and also now I'm doing Charlie Brown. And so, yeah, it's just sort of been my whole life.
So ATC also does original works, too. Mm-hmm. That's great, especially if they're ones done by youth. Any thoughts when you're at Pennsylvania Leadership? This is your senior year, I'm guessing. Any thoughts about what's next?
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about college in terms of what I want to really do in college. Half of me wants to pursue performing in like theater and performance arts, but the other half of me really wants to do some sort of zoology, maybe entomology, maybe animal behavior studies. You know, I feel like I really could go either way.
What gave you an interest in zoology?
I've just always loved animals. I've loved learning about animals ever since I was like a really little kid. I just constantly am trying to learn about animals and like just all these little facts. And like I made a list of a bunch of them last year, and there was something like 150 to 100 different animals that I was able to like talk about.
That sounds like a musical in and of itself. You know, the animal monologue where you could just talk. Shikata, what about you, and have you been in many other plays?
The start of my theater experience was ATC. I didn't do anything before that. My first show was called Laugh Now, Cry Later. And if you was to look at that now, or that, and compared to now, it's a big difference. I've learned a lot about how to really make my craft my own.
How old were you for that show, that first show? I mean, were you a teen?
Yeah, I was a teen. I would say 15.
So the reason I ask is some folks might think they have to start when they're 6 or 7 years of age. You don't need to do that.
No.
It sounds like you met with a welcoming group of people.
Of course. It was a family once I walked in there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Are you a senior this year as well?
Yes, sir.
So any thoughts once you're at Alderdus, right?
Yeah. I'm in this program where I do entertainment tech at a different school. So what I want to do when I go to college is I want to major in digital media film. And I want to be able to create my own stories and put them in front of a camera. I want to know what I'm doing in front of a camera and behind the camera. So all around, I think when I do get to college, it's going to be a lot of creative thinking, and it's just going to be an experience. So I can't wait to get there, actually.
You're one of Mr. Hackett's brilliant people. I know that program very well.
Yeah, shout out to Hackett. That's my dog.
I know that program very well, the Entertainment Technology at University Prep at Pittsburgh Alliance. It's a great program. If you're just joining us, Alumni Theater Company's production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, opens Friday, October 1st, and then runs the following Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, 7 p.m. It's a Facebook production. You can learn more at alumnitheatercompany.org. We're going to learn about two other cast members, and then I've got two final questions for you all. But first, let's ask Catherine a little bit about her plans. She also is at Alderdice.
I am at Alderdice. So I came to ATC, I believe, the summer before my 9th grade year. So I've been there about 3 to 4 years, give or take. And before that, I was doing mainly like theater and schools, or just like playing talent shows. And, you know, I've always just like been a character as a little girl, like outside of the theater. So that has always been a fun experience for me. So when I got to ATC, it was like an amazing experience. Like she kind of said, like on site, it was just like a home away from home, or family outside of your bloodline. Like it was so amazing how we were able to click together. It's an amazing experience. And outside of ATC, since this is my senior year, I do intend on going to college, mainly HBCUs, maybe Howard or Hampton or Spelman. And I want to major in theater and minor in psychology.
Fantastic. Are you aware, and I don't have the name of it on the top of my head, but there's an organization in Pittsburgh that works to help people apply to HCBUs and will reimburse application fees. I can connect you to that person. His name is not in my head right now.
That would be very appreciated.
I met him not too long ago, and he's awesome. And he said, not enough people know about what my intentions are. I'll find his name for you. And finally, let's talk to Antonio or Snoopy. Any thoughts about your? Are you also a senior this year?
Nah, I'm a junior. But theater-wise, I've been doing theater since I was like second grade, and I've been doing school plays year after year after year. And then right after that, I joined ATC. I also had my first show with Bailey, ATC Ever After. And then I've been hooked into theater since then.
It's amazing, and it's wonderful. You all have in common the fact that ATC has become a home away from home and really an extended family. Have you thought about what you might want to do once high school's over?
Man, I think about that all the time. Like, by default, I always wanted to go to Japan for college and get into computer science or game design. And I also think about staying here and doing theater or like doing some kind of writing, being as a spoken word artist, as I'm usually writing. And yeah, or being a streamer on Twitch, just making that full time. So yeah, I like different options. I have trouble trying to choose which one because I like all of them. But yeah, I'm still figuring it out,
I love how open-minded all of you guys are. Especially to the possibilities in front of you. I said I had two more questions. The first is easy. Did anybody want to say something that I neglected to ask or that you would wish you had said that you didn't get a chance to say?
I would, outside of this cast, I would like to shout out Miss Donner because she has been a great director and she has been with ATC since the beginning of its ATCs. Yeah, I think Ms. Donner was a very important part of our growth as people and as artists. So, shout out to Ms. Donner.
Shout out.
Anybody else?
Another thing I wanted to say to the first question, the reason that most people do theater is just mainly because it's fun. It's fun to get out on stage. It's fun to play a different role. It's fun to experience a different lifestyle. That's the main thing. It's just so much fun to do it and get out on that stage and look at the audience and get the energy from them. It's just an amazing, amazing thing.
That's such a great way of looking at it. I was always kind of afraid to do anything on stage when I was younger. And when you think about it now, what an opportunity to just try on a different face or suit of clothes or lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So one more question. I'll give you a minute to think about it. If you could snap your fingers and change one thing in the world.
Don't really snap.
You don't have to snap. But what would be the thing that if you could change something as easy as that, what would it be? And while you're thinking about that, I'm just going to remind you that Alumni Theater Company, ATC, presents You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Friday, October 1st, 2nd, the Saturday, and then October 3rd on Sunday, 7 p.m. It's a Facebook Live event, but it is live. Anything can happen. This is not an on-demand video. You'll see the whole cast on stage doing the musical. You can get more information at alumnitheatercompany.org. Anybody have any snap ideas? You've got the whole canvas, whatever you want to change anywhere.
The world.
Yeah, just the world, period. The whole world.
You know what they say, change the world before it changes you.
I like it. Any other thoughts?
I mean, I just want to change discrimination. Like, if I could snap my fingers and discrimination would be gone, I would be probably the most happiest person alive. Because discrimination, I don't know, people just don't deserve to be treated the way they're treated based on their race, color, especially things that they can't control. And I've always had, a soft spot in my heart for that. So, yeah, if I could snap my fingers, discrimination would be gone.
Phoenix?
I'd probably do what Bailey just did too, but to offer an alternate answer, I would say probably I would just make it so that everyone had like all their basic necessities, you know, food, water, healthcare, all those things, without needing to actually do anything extra, you know, just allowing everyone to like be able to live their life without having to like work or anything, because sometimes, you know, you can't get out of bed. And that's okay. And I think that we need to live in a society where that is really okay.
These are great snaps. Anybody else?
If I could change one thing, it would be to change not the world, but the people in it. I think many people are very close-minded to new things. Not talking about like food or anything, but literally close-minded to the whole world. Like there's an entire world in front of us, and it's so closed off, and we don't know much. So I think maybe we can change their motivations, their thinking habits, and that would be amazing.
Do you think that's true with people your own age and younger as well as adults?
It's true for everybody. I think especially because in the world we live in, we know what we're taught, right? So if we go off of what we're taught and we're not willing to learn anything else, that leaves us to be limited.
Thank you. Anything to add?
Oh, man.
It's hard if you're going last.
Yo, real facts. And then everybody else said probably anything I would have said, too. But I would say it's like if I could just snap anything into fruition, it would be like to have everybody just be genuinely happy. Like they wake up and just be able to smile when they look in themselves in the mirror, or just like see other people and just be able to smile and like greet them with like kind, positive vibes, stuff like that. And not have to look around like on their phones or see the world like damaged as it already is from everybody else's actions, and just making things worse. And instead, we find ways to make things better and just come together as like one, like all as humans, and just be happy all together and united as one.
I hope I get a chance to see all of you again. I know I'll have a chance to see you October 1st, 2nd, and October 3rd at Alumni Theater Company's production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, a Facebook Live event. More details at alumnitheatercompany.org. Bailey, Catherine, Phoenix, Antonio, and Chikina, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That you enjoyed hearing Alumni Theater Company as much as I did. Great kids and a great production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Theater continues. The Pittsburgh Savoy Arts are here with us, and we are going to be talking about their upcoming production of Princess Ida.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
We are in the midst of our SLB Car-a-thon, giving you a chance to rid yourself of a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need. If that's the case, you can consider donating it, running or not, to SLB by visiting slbradio.careasy.org or calling 855 800-500-7433. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. and will handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. This is a great way to get your old car to a new home while also supporting SLB. slbradio.careasy.org or 855-500-7433 is how you do it. Thanks. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Grain and the Pittsburgh Salvage Yards coming up in just a moment. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, internet radio stations and streaming services such as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio, available on your audio device of choice.
Control the situation. Got me up here dancing on this rope. Lord knows what would happen if I should lose my balance. You decide you wanted to let go
of this high.
It brings a hurricane. You can knock me off with just a gust.
The Deer Creek Boys here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards are going to be joining us in just a moment. We have, I should have counted them before. Tell you what, I'll count them. I'll take a moment to count them. And while I'm counting them, you can listen to this important announcement.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world.
I got 13.
More information is available at pear.com. That's